This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the annals of problematical corporate bankruptcies today comes Fisker Automotive. The maker of high-end hybrids is on what you might safely characterize as a bankruptcy watch. It's laid off most of its employees. It's hired Chapter 11 lawyers, the whole deal, greasing the skids for a filing maybe this week. But here's the rub. Fisker's not just risking investors' money. It's gotten taxpayer loans as well. And if it does go under, you can bet your bottom dollar that political Washington will be a lot less forgiving of high-tech failure than an entrepreneurial place like Silicon Valley might be. Scott Tong has that story from the Sustainability Desk.
Fisker owes the Energy Department nearly $200 million. The point of the loan was to lure private investors. Think of it as East Coast money attracting West Coast money. Thing is, the two coasts have vastly different stomachs for failure. Sam Jaffe is with Navigant Research.
The entrepreneur's motto is fail big and fail fast. And the government's motto is never, ever fail or else we're out of our jobs.
He says the West Coast mindset is, let's try it. A $100,000 car with a cool design, struggling with production problems, a dodgy battery supplier, a fire during testing. It happens. Joseph Lassiter at Harvard Business School says startup investors realize that most ventures fail quietly.
They don't announce successes until they're quite proven and the failures are kept quiet.
Except with Fisker, public money is on the line. So bring on the D.C. politicians to pounce on the Fisker quote-unquote mistake. This, of course, follows the failure of taxpayer-backed Solyndra. Dan Sperling teaches at UC Davis.
A few years ago, you know, in terms of the political environment, it probably made good sense to get the economy going, to support clean technology. Right now in Washington, that appetite has been greatly suppressed.
Suppressed, even though one loan recipient, Tesla, is thriving. Even though a free market Republican president started this program. The two coasts, they keep growing apart. Recently, automotive entrepreneurs spoke to federal auditors. They said negative publicity has made the Energy Department more risk-averse. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.